The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and the happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. Well, the music festival known as Dreamville returns to Raleigh's Dix Park in 2023. Organizers say Dreamville Fest, created by Fayetteville native and rapper J. Cole, is scheduled for Saturday and Sunday, April 1st and 2nd. This past spring, the Dreamville Festival drew an estimated crowd of 80,000. No word on tickets just yet, but you can sign up for a newsletter through the event's website, dreamvillefest.com. Marianne Baldwin said the economic impact of the festival on Raleigh is huge. The first festival in 2019 brought in an estimated $3.8 million. All right, let's take a look at Duke performances. All shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. On Saturday, December 3rd, it's the Isidore String Quartet. This is part of the Chamber Arts Series. Direct from winning the illustrious Banff International String Quartet competition in September, the Juilliard-trained Isidore String Quartet has secured a reputation as a quartet to watch. That's at Baldwin Auditorium. Tuesday, December 6th, Talis Scholars. This is part of the Vocal Ensemble series. The group is synonymous with expert performance of Renaissance music. They have won virtually every major music and choral award. Their recordings garner regular critical praise, and they still perform around 80 concerts a year. Program starts at 7:30 at Duke Chapel. Wednesday, December 7th, it's Emmanuel Gatt Dance, Love Train 2020. This work explores the intersections between choreography, music, audio, and visuals to move audiences and tell stories. Love Train 2020 is a choreographic ode to the sound and vibe of the 80s, as embodied in the music of Tears for Fears. With its utopic drive and epic groove, this is at UNC Memorial Hall. Tuesday, January 10th, Louis Lorty, the world-leading French-Canadian pianist, returns to Duke performances with his trademark bravura, amazing display of color, and beautiful way with a melodic line. That praise from the Los Angeles Times. The performance is at Baldwin Auditorium at 7:30. All right. Carolina Performing Dance performances are at 8 o'clock as well, unless noted. Friday, December 2nd, it's Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra featuring Diane Reeves with Samara Joy. Big Band Holidays. The evening will feature soulful renditions of holiday classics, playful improvisation, and entertaining storytelling. Enjoyed by audiences of all ages, these uplifting performances create lasting memories throughout the holiday season. This is at Memorial Hall. And then Wednesday, December 7th, again, the Emmanuel Gatt Dance Love Train 2020. Thursday, January 12th, Theo Crocker, Love Quantum, a storyteller who speaks through his trumpet. Love Quantum is his seventh studio album and the latest iteration of his ever-evolving sound. This is at Moser Auditorium at Hill Hall, 7:30 performance. Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, Hong Kong Ballet, Romeo and Juliet. ancient grudges and warring families, passion and tragedy. The iconic balcony scene. Shakespeare's timeless tale of star-crossed lovers is given a fresh and thought-provoking retelling. This is at Memorial Hall. Once again, that's Carolina Performing Arts. All right, taking a look at what's going on around the Triangle, let's start with the Clayton Center. Friday, December 9th is Heather Land Live. Comedian, author, and singer Heather Land tells it like it is with sarcasm and southern charm. That's at 7:30. The next performance then is January 20th. It's comedian and actor Paul Reiser. Carytown Events, December 21st and 22nd, and again December 28th and 29th, the Motown Sound of Christmas. The town of Cary and Pure Life Theater Company joined together again to produce a wonderful Motown experience. The Motown Sounds of Christmas has a new script with new selections of Motown music that celebrate the holidays and Motown. Performances at 7:30 at Cary Arts Center. Marvelous Music Family Series in Cary, Friday and Saturday, December 16 and 17. It's the Cary Ballet Company presents the Nutcracker Suite. During this one-hour spectacular, enjoy a delightful, condensed, narrated version of the holiday classic. The Nutcracker, in addition to a mini-ballet demonstration staged at Cary Ballet Company's Artistic Director, Mary Lena Ruiz. Garner Performing Arts, Saturday, December 10th. It's the Neuse River Big Band. These North Carolina Triangle-based artists will have your toes tapping during an unforgettable trip down memory lane, along with some of your favorite holiday tunes. Performances, two of them, one at 3, the other at 7:30. That's Garner Performing Arts Center. Okay, Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex. Classical Concert Series. The next is not until January 22nd. Carolina Contemporary Composers presents Winter Winds featuring the Ready or Not Chamber Ensemble. That's on a Sunday at 3 o'clock, January 22nd. Infinity Ballet's Dances of the Nutcracker, coming up Friday through Sunday, December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Friday's performance is at 8, Saturday at 3, and then two performances on Sunday, one at 1:30, the other at 3:30. Then, Friday through Sunday, December 9th through 11th, Deck the Stage and Secret Santa the Musical, a choir room Christmas. Friday performance is at 7:30. Two shows Saturday at 3 and 7:30, and then on Sunday at 3. Red Hat Amphitheater is going to be busy throughout the holidays. You can find The Rink there through January 16th. Come and enjoy the thrill of ice skating in a winter wonderland created in the heart of downtown Raleigh. The Rink is presented by UNC Health and features a natural ice skating rink with, of course, some pretty nice views of the Raleigh skyline. Coming up at Raleigh Little Theater, for the holidays, December 2nd through the 18th, it's Cinderella. It's a holiday tradition. It's returning for its 38th year. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. Just the right mixture of comedy and romance can add the sparkle of magic to your holiday season. This visually stunning musical combines elegant costumes and scenery with singing, dancing, conniving step-relatives, and resourceful fairy folk. That's December 2nd through the 18th, Cinderella at Raleigh Little Theater. Okay, checking out the lineup at PNC Arena. Thursday, December 1st, it's Chris Tomlin and Mercy Me. Saturday, December 3rd, Reba McEntire. Of course, that's a reschedule. Special guest is Terry Clark. Wednesday through Sunday, December 7th through the 11th, Disney on Ice presents Frozen and Encanto. Wednesday, December 14th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the Ghosts of Christmas Eve Tour. Saturday, January 21st, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Saturday, January 28th, Cody Johnson with Randy Houser and Jesse Robb Jr. Then Friday, February 17th, Hootie and the Blowfish with Susto. This is a pre-party show in advance of Saturday's Navy Federal Credit Union National Hockey League Stadium Series that takes place at Carter-Finley Stadium. The outside game features a face-off between the Carolina Hurricanes and the Washington Capitals. But the show with Hootie and the Blowfish, of course, takes place the night before at PNC Arena. Thursday, March 2nd, Jeff Dunham and his crew, Still Not Canceled Tour. Friday, March 10th, Kem and Ladisi, the Soul to Soul Tour. March 17th, which is a Friday, Winter Jam 2023. Saturday and Sunday, March 18th and 19th, Monster Jam. And then Thursday, March 30th, comedian Nat Bergazzi, the Be Funny Tour. A reminder that Cary's Coca Booth Amphitheater is again hosting the Chinese Lantern Festival. The event is underway through January 8th, each day from 6 until 10. Of course, in addition to the lantern displays, there will be nightly performances at 6:30, 7:30, and 8:30 on the main stage. All right, well, let's look at the schedule for some laughs. Good Nights, Woodburn Road at the Village District. Tuesday, November 29th, Robin Shull, stand-up comedian, actress, and host whose 2020 goals list video went viral, drawing high praise from such celebrities as Oprah, the Kardashians, who? Jennifer Garner, and Katie Couric. Okay, that's Robin started 2021 hosting her own segments and interviews for Katie Couric Presents, appearing as a guest on multiple shows, including The Drew Barrymore Show, and taking over the At Today Show on Instagram for Amazon Prime Day. Wednesday, November 30th, a good night, Sarah Hester Ross. She is a Las Vegas headliner, musical comedian, TikTok viral star, and a dueling piano player. Sarah has been named Best Comedian by the Las Vegas Review-Journal and was featured on America's Got Talent. Thursday through Saturday, December 1st through the 3rd, David Koechner. He got his first break as a cast member on Saturday Night Live and since has become an instantly recognizable face, appearing in more than 120 films and television shows. Of course, he's best known for a certain role, Todd Packer on The Office. By the way, David will host a special 4 o'clock show on that Saturday, featuring some trivia office. No, turn some office trivia. Teams will compete for some mediocre prizes while also hearing behind-the-scenes stories from David, who was the, of course, obnoxious paper salesman. Wednesday, December 7th, Good Night's Eagle Witt. A stand-up writer and actor, Eagle performs at all the major clubs in New York City, including being a regular at the Comedy Cellar. Thursday, December 8th, Morgan Jay, the Brazilian-Italian first-generation American performer, started his career in New York City, where he attended the Tisch School of the Arts. Friday through Sunday, December 9th through 11th, Ali Sadiq, a stand-up comedian, public speaker, and writer with a unique style of stand-up that started behind the walls of incarceration, an incubator for interesting experiences and, of course, some good stories. Wednesday, December 14th, Caleb Sinan. His unique background as a preacher's kid from a small southern town gives him the ability to relate to any and every crowd, even though Caleb's a big old millennial. He's performed on Conan twice, Last Comic Standing once, and his first Comedy Central special, 30, earlier this year. Thursday, December 15th, Good Night's Andrew Collin. A stand-up comic who has spent years in comedy clubs and venues across the U.S., Andrew is the host of his own irreverent podcast, Puddles with Andrew Collin, whose guests have included Tom Segura, Hannah Berner, Heather McMahon, Nate Bargatze, and many more. Also coming up at Good Nights in December, Shuler King, Rodney Perry, Michael Polzelczak, and Adam Clayton Holland. Special note, of course, all shows are 18+. All right, let's switch to the lineup at Raleigh Improv. That's on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Having trouble flipping words today. Thursday through Saturday, December 1st through the 3rd, Brian Simpson, his Short Wide Neck Tour. His background as a foster child and Marine Corps veteran has led to a rare combination of life experiences that he managed to channel into a refreshingly unique point of view. Wednesday, December 7th, Carlos Ballarta, a star comedian from Mexico, who has taken the stand-up world by storm with his dark humor and sell-out crowds all over the country. Friday through Sunday, December 9th through 11th, Kev on Stage. Kevin Fredericks, a.k.a. Kev on Stage, is an actor, stand-up comedian, and entrepreneur, podcast developer and host, content creator, author, influencer, and filmmaker. As a stand-up, Kevin is a nationally touring comedian playing a mix of sold-out comedy clubs and theaters. Thursday through Saturday, December 15th through the 17th, Rob Schneider. Rob, of course, an accomplished actor, comedian, screenwriter, and director, stand-up comic, and veteran of the award-winning NBC show Saturday Night Live. Thursday and Friday, December 22nd and 23rd, Jordan Fisher. A North Carolina native, Jordan started doing stand-up comedy at the age of 17 to avoid working for his family's funeral home. Since then, he has found success in clubs and colleges across the country. And Thursday through Saturday, December 29th through the 31st, Dusty Slay. You can take the boy out of the trailer park, but you can't take the trailer park out of the boy. Dusty's observational comedy and eternally optimistic outlook is peppered with ironies. Growing up poor, a love for both hardcore country and classic rock, a career history peppered with jobs like waiting tables and selling pesticides. By the way, he's also the youngest comedian to ever perform at the legendary Grand Ole Opry stage. Again, at Raleigh Improv, all shows are 18 plus and less. Noted. Okay, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock unless noted. Friday and Saturday, December 2nd and 3rd, the Holly Jolly Joshua Show. The perfect show to get you in the holiday spirit. Spend your afternoon with the Ambassador of Joy and award-winning puppeteer, Joshua Holden. The Joshua Show could cheer up even the scroogiest of Scrooges, like Joshua's right-hand man, Mr. Nicholas, who is planning an escape to outer space. Shows at 9:45 a.m. on December 2nd, that's Friday, and then 11 a.m. on Saturday. Okay, December 3rd at Carolina Theater, That Motown Band. It's a holiday concert. Do you love songs like Heat Wave, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, Baby Love, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, and My Girl? Do you love artists like Smokey Robinson, The Temptations, The Supremes, and The Four Tops? Then you are going to love this group of talented vocalists and musicians. That Motown Band has been entertaining Motown fans for years. That show starts at 7 o'clock. December 7th, it's Herb Albert and Alani Hall, A Christmas Wish. A legendary trumpet player, Albert's extraordinary musicianship has earned him 5 number one hits, 9 Grammy Awards, the latest from his 2014 album Steppin' Out, 15 gold albums, 14 platinum albums, and has sold over 72 million records. Now, Lanny Hall's a 2-time Grammy Award-winning vocalist and producer who started her singing career in 1966 as the lead singer of Sergio Mendes's breakthrough group, Brazil 66. Saturday, December 10th, it's Triangle Youth Ballet, The Nutcracker. The group has been bringing you this hometown tradition since 1995. Triangle Youth Ballet is a 501c3 nonprofit, a member for the North Carolina Center for Nonprofits, and a member Regional Dance America. Performances on Saturday, December 10th at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Thursday, December 15th at Carolina Theater, Nutcracker, Magical Christmas Ballet. This Christmas, bring the whole family back to a simpler time with Nutcracker, Magical Christmas Ballet. The acclaimed holiday tradition is live in theaters for the 30th anniversary tour. Show starts at 7. Sunday, January 15th, Mozart and His Contemporaries, the Chamber Orchestra of the Triangle, the forgotten talents that brush shoulders with music's ultimate genius. Showtime, 3 o'clock. And then next shows are in late January at Carolina Theater. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Friday, December 2nd, Dave Cause and Friends, the 25th anniversary Christmas tour. This is at Memorial Auditorium. The Dessertery, a holiday dessert cafe, several dates throughout December. Friday and Saturday, December 2nd and 3rd, Handel's Messiah, from North Carolina Symphony. The perfect way to celebrate this holiday season, the Symphony and the North Carolina Master Chorale perform one of the most inspiring works of music ever conceived. Handel's masterpiece is full of passion and drama, and of course features the resounding Hallelujah Chorus. That's all at May Mandy Concert Hall, December 2nd and 3rd. Saturday, December 3rd, Cary Ballet's Nutcracker. This is we invite you, if this is your first or your 100th time, to enjoy this holiday classic ballet. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Sunday, December 4th, Dance Arts Nutcracker with a Twist at Memorial Auditorium. Sunday, December 4th as well, Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. The show is a very postmodern Christmas, and that's at May Mandy Concert Hall. Wednesday, December 7th, Finding Purpose presents Finding Christmas featuring John McLaughlin. Friday and Saturday, December 9 and 10, Holiday Pops from the North Carolina Symphony. No place like Mamandy Concert Hall for the holidays. Join your North Carolina Symphony and a special guest star vocalist at this festive concert full of holiday favorites and traditional carols. Friday Favorites is at noon, then at 8 o'clock on Friday, and two performances on Saturday, 3 and 8 o'clock. Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th, the holiday tradition, Theater in the Park's A Christmas Carol, and that's at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, December 10th, Storybook Tales, presented by Raleigh Dance Theater at Fletcher Opera Theater. Tuesday, December 13th, the North Carolina Master Chorale, Joy of the Season. Chorale's 170-voice symphonic choir, chamber choir, and youth choir. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall. Thursday, December 15th, it's the Wait, Wait Stand-Up Tour, a night of stand-up comedy featuring some of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me's funniest panelists. December 16th through the 24th, The Nutcracker, and this is from Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday and Sunday, December 17th and 18th, it's the Raleigh Ringers Holiday Concert at May Mandy Concert Hall. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service from Raleigh, North Carolina.